This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 9th of November. The next social morning at the Shack will be on Saturday the 10th of November. The famous Ahas buy and sell for 2018 will be held on Sunday the 11th of November at the usual venue, the Goodwood Community Centre, Rosa Street, Blackwood. I will leave the rest of the details to David.
Good morning. Well, only 1 week left now to the annual Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society buy and sell. Venue, same as usual, the Goodwood Community Centre, Rosa Street, Goodwood. Sellers access to set up their tables from 7:30 via the rear door. Cost for a table, $10. Please pay at the front entrance. Buyers, entry to the sale hall from 9:30 a.m. $5 entry includes raffle tickets for the door prizes. The buyers will be allowed into the food hall from around 8:30 a.m. once the Alara people have got their food set up. Their egg and bacon rolls and sandwiches will be set up, and you'll be allowed into the food hall then. But entry to the sale hall from 9:30 a.m. Be 1 minute silence at 11 a.m. because it is Remembrance Day. Commercial sellers in attendance: Strictly Ham, all the way from Melbourne; Tet Emtron, all the way from Perth; and the RF Shop, a local seller at Lonsdale. So Sunday, November the 11th, still a few tables left. So contact Roy, VK5NRG, at wia.org.au, or myself, David, VK5KC, at wia.org.au. So Sunday, November the 11th, 1 week to go, with a few tables left for sellers. Thanks for listening. This is David, VK5 Kilo Charlie, on behalf of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Now the tower and repeater refurbishments have almost been finished, we are converting the other shed at the Shack site to a clean and secure storage for the girl guides, much like we did for our shack several years ago. The first of these sessions was today, and a small band of helpers got quite a bit of cleaning up at the site done, and the doors on the shed were repaired and hung in a much more secure manner. Thanks to Barry, VK5BW, for his excellent guidance and great effort he's put into this project. There is still a lot more to be done, and we're going to be working there today, Sunday the 4th, and again on the weekend of the 24th and the 25th of November. Don't forget your safety glasses. As an extra incentive to be there, we will feed you a barbecue. More details of the Christmas picnic on the 20th of January will be available soon. We have a new venue for this with better parking. It will be held at the Marion RSL, 31-39, Norfolk Road, Marion. Trevor is taking the bookings for this event, and we will need payment before the day, either at the next general meeting or by direct deposit. The cost is $10 per person. While mentioning our hard-working secretary, Trevor is also taking the bookings for the Christmas dinner on Sunday the 2nd of December. He can explain the menu, and do not forget to tell Trevor if you have any special dietary requirements. We also require payment before the day, and these can be made at the next general meeting or via direct deposit. The Ahas is subsidising the cost of the meal by $5, so the cost to financial members will be $30. Book for the Christmas dinner or the picnic with Trevor, VK5NIX, by emailing at tmold@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for Ahas, so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor to find out more about the Christmas lunch menu on 8235 0634 and leave a message if no one answers. The Ahas Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of the month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. General meetings are not held in the months of December and January. The November 15th general meeting will be a presentation by Paul, VK5SL, and will include details of how to improve your shack earthing, to keep RFI levels down, and a number of other related topics. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. It's been something of a quiet week here in the lower southeast this week. There's been a bit of organising going on in readiness for next week when we begin the full assault on setting up for the 2018 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. We have several kilometres of cabling to run up and down the hill, set up the outside broadcast hut and ensure that we have all the shelter positions properly marked out. On the Thursday, we will have to have all the monitors set up and tested to ensure that the public gets decent live video coverage of the whole course. The comms radios need to have been set up and tested and then removed again overnight for security reasons. This year, we will use the dual-band flower pot antennas that we built as a club project and which work very well. Hopefully, the weather will be kind to us all and we will have a good weekend. Our next activity night this coming Friday features a presentation on the installation of radios in member Ian VK3DNQ and wife Helen's new Land Rover Discovery. This required considerable research and planning in order that no holes could be obvious, and the electrical challenge was also there with C-bus systems, etc. Ian will have help from Greg, VK5ZGY, who always gives us a very entertaining as well as educational session. This will be followed by a presentation from Chris, VK5MC of Moonbounce fame, who will enlighten us on the history of the Ron Wilkinson Award. This will, no doubt, be another excellent evening at the Surge. This will be our second last activity night for 2018, and our November business meeting on Friday the 16th will be the last for the year due to the proximity of Christmas. Time certainly flies when you're having fun. That's me done for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and once again it's time for the North East Radio Club news. Well, we've got three meetings this month in November. We've got the general meeting, which is next Friday, the 9th of November. And on Friday, the 23rd of November, we've got the Tech Night meeting. And, of course, this month we have got a fifth Friday. So that means, of course, that we will be having a fifth Friday night dinner. And that will be on Friday, the 30th of November. So I'll be getting around the place and looking for a suitable venue. So I'll let you know where the fifth Friday night dinner will be as soon as I've booked a venue. And once again, I'll remind you that if you're interested in upgrading your Morse code skills, or if you want to learn Morse, then Paul, VK5PH, is looking at setting up a Morse code group. So if you want to take part in this, get in touch with Paul. Let him know what your standard of Morse code skill is, and whether you'd like to do it weekly or fortnightly, and what night would be best for you. So get in touch with Paul, send him an email, and his address for that is VK5PH at wia.org.au. Well, that's all for this week. Short and sweet. We'll see you next time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief report from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On Wednesday last, a group of members and YLs got together for a social evening and a meal at the Rose and Crown in Elizabeth. Of the six YLs present, we had two advanced license holders, Jean, VK5JQ, and Jean, VK5TQ. Prior to the next general meeting on Wednesday the 7th of November, John, VK5NI, will give a short talk on antenna analyzers. The November Tech Night on Wednesday 21st will be a members' test equipment and operations evening. On a Tech Night early in 2019, Rick, VK5NM, we'll do a presentation on trapped dipoles. More information on this to follow at meeting nights. Concerns have been raised on the strengths of the repeaters VK5ROC at lower light and VK5RLZ at the water tower. This is being investigated and is work in progress. Results to follow at a later date. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. See you there. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. As you are listening to this broadcast, members of the AREG Horus launch team are actively preparing to launch Horus 50 from Mount Barker at 10 a.m. This flight is particularly special as it marks the 50th Project Horus flight run by the group since 2010. It is also celebrating AREG's 20th birthday. As such, the mix of payloads has been designed to provide lots of opportunities for radio amateurs both inside its footprint and beyond to get involved and experiment with something new. So have a look at the AREG web pages for more detailed information. There is not much time left before the launch. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be held this coming Friday. Yes, 1 week early, the 9th of November. The meeting will be held at the usual venue in the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham, starting at 7:45 p.m. Our keynote speaker this week is Brian Ackerley, VK3YNG, who will be giving a talk about getting started in radio direction finding, or commonly known as fox hunting, here in VK. Brian is the creator of the VK3YNG sniffer receivers, which have received wide acclaim and is full of information on how to get started and participate in this fun-filled and action-packed aspect of amateur radio. Now that we have whetted your appetite for RDF, AREG is planning a come-and-try fox hunting event on the following day, Saturday, November the 10th, at 1 p.m. in the southeastern corner of the Adelaide Parklands near Beaumont Road and Greenhill Road, with parking either in Beaumont or Greenhill Roads. The come-and-try day will allow those without gear to come and see how to get started and to try their hands at some pedestrian direction finding using equipment such as Brian's sniffer receivers. So there you go, folks. It is a busy week for the AREG teams, and everyone is invited to participate. Listen out for the Horus 50 balloon launch this morning. Come along to the AREG Club meeting this coming Friday and learn all about Brian's fox hunting sniffer radios. And the following Saturday, come along and get involved with the RDF fox hunting session in the Adelaide Parklands. Further detailed information for all these events may be found on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.